how can you letting go of your legacy program? There's thousands and thousands of books talk about this subject, and now observing it is a good intention. How to get rid of your negative programs? Very, very deep subject. First, you must acknowledge you are painful. First, you must acknowledge you are unhappy, unfulfilled, get trapped. And also understand a lot of people, they also get trapped too. The program in the mind eventually spill out into some kind of attitude, negative attitude, angry displays, and so forth. A lot of people don't even notice they have an angry displays. They immediately accusing the other people or circumstances make them feel angry. Of course, a lot of people do not understand how the mind works. It's called projection of the mind. And understand about the mechanisms of the mind will help you tremendously. First, if it is a painful, fearful, the mind have a tendency to push it away. That means denial, suppression, repression. We push them away. But then whatever you push them away, there's an energy counterpart into those feelings and circumstances, experiences, and so forth. And we push them away because it's so hard to deal with, difficult, painful to deal with. Especially when we were a children, when we in our formative year, we really did not really have a lot of understanding to dealing with painful experiences. Thus, we push them away, creating tremendous amount of negative program. And those programs become unconscious on a daily existence. So it is being termed the button being pushed. So that means everything, everybody say something, it will then triggers our anger, our depression, our insecurity complex, our low self-esteem. It becomes an attitude, a weight of life. Literally, the mind, okay, whatever suppress, deny, automatically project outward. We don't realize that is our own program. We see it is the other people doing it to us. Anger and even hatred. Some even want to kill the others to release their pain and justify the hatred even to strangers. And sometimes we call those strangers as different names. Non-believer, infidel, criminal. But they don't realize it's a projection of their own mind. Until you realize it. Until you notice it has come from your own mind. And then you build the capacity, understanding, step by step to own it. And it takes tremendous amount of courage, maturity, understanding to face your own program, especially fear, frustration, hatred, and so forth. Afterward, after you own it, you still do not have enough capacity to transform it. Thus, we said, you have to raise your vibration. The best vibration you can raise is up to the mountaintop. You do not attach to the program. You notice the angers there, you notice the guilt there, you notice the fear, but then you allow it. You're watching them. You allow them to pass through you. We utilize different techniques. The simple one is the breathing technique or some movement technique. But then allow the underlying emotion, the energy emotion, go through your whole existence. It can be very challenging for some people. Because initially you push it down. Not so many people want to look into it. To look into it, you need to have the capacity to look into it. Quite often we may need professional help or a spiritual presence or higher vibrational presence to help you, or the mentor, very experimental, to help you to release those programs. As you go through the emotion, as I said, quite often, you'll cry your eyes out. You have to allow the emotion to go through. You might scream and scream and scream for days, for weeks, for months. For some people, you hate. Sometimes it takes years to release those emotions you call hatred. Do not underestimate those healing processes. After you release in certain level capacity of your internal pain, it got to be in a safe environment. And then you feel more open. You feel more at ease. Not so much react to people's comments or circumstances anymore. You find yourself become more tolerant, more patient. That means ready to open to receive the goodness in life. Accept true friendship. Also accept the limitation of being human, not only yourself and the others as well. I think it's a sign of maturity. and taking responsibility of one's experiences in life. But now you don't really have a lot of stuff, darkness of shadow to deal with. Then you're starting to enjoy life. And some of you spiritually more open, you're starting to experience more expansiveness, more love and compassion, more joy, more inner joy rather than what happening outside. Life then become more tranquil, more harmonious, more beautiful. So that is what we call awakening process first, and then following the healing process. And they go hand in hand together. And after some releasing the negative program, then you can bring in the positive program, aligned with your true self. For example, it's true, you're the eternal soul. So you can then retrain your mind to affirm, I am beautiful, I'm helpful, I'm radiant, I'm eternal, I'm loving, I'm generous, I'm compassionate. Those affirmations align with your eternal truth. So those are very powerful positive programs regenerating in your mind and then gradually filter into your unconscious. I'm still talking about your lower mind of existence. But your higher mind, calm mind, open up, it reflects some divinity. We call love compassion. It's only the reflection of your true divinity, your true self. And as you experience more and more of your true self qualities, you don't need any affirmation anymore. You just know you are eternal, you are beautiful. You are not fearful. All the fearful program is come from your past, from the lower mind. The more you experience your truth, the more expansiveness you experience, the more confident the person will feel. And eventually, life becomes miraculous.